For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump was merely expressing his thoughts with his tweet calling up Attorney General Jeff Sessions to end the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election.
It's not an order. It's the president's opinion. And it's ridiculous that all of the corruption and dishonesty that's gone on with the launching of the witch hunt, the president has watched this process play out, but he also wants to see it come to an end, as he stated many times. And we look forward to that happening.
Remains that are believed to belong to servicemen from the U.S. who fought in the Korean War are now back on American soil. Vice President Mike Pence.
Today, they are known but to God. But soon we will know their names, and we will tell their stories of courage.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Three Ukrainians have been arrested for allegedly hacking more than 100 companies and stealing millions of credit and debit card numbers. Places like Sonic and Arby's were victims. U.S. Attorney Annette Hayes.
They used malware tools to reach into more than 3,600 business locations across the country that resulted in the loss of over 15 million payment cards.
Good news from fire-ravaged California, where the number of those missing in the deadly car fire has dropped. KCBS TV reporter Tim Ryan.
The list of those unaccounted for stood close to 40. It dropped to 19 overnight to 4. And now we learn that there is just one man missing in this fire, Bruce Brown of Old Shasta. He lived in a mobile home park in an area hit hard by fire, and authorities are still trying to figure out where he is.
1,000 homes around the city of Redding have been destroyed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Iran's military is expected to begin a major exercise in the Persian Gulf in the next 2 days. Experts believe Iran may be flexing its muscles as a way to show it has the ability to affect international trade. U.S. military intelligence is keeping a sharp focus on the Strait of Hormuz, where much of the world's petroleum trade flows through. What they are now seeing is a large buildup of Iranian forces from the most militant wing of Iran's military, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. A pioneering cable TV channel is now celebrating 37 years in business. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
MTV launching from studios in New York City on August 1st, 1981.
Welcome to MTV Music Television, the world's first 24-hour stereo video music channel.
And as most 80s trivia buffs know, the first video to air on MTV was 1979's Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles. By the late 90s, it wasn't playing as many videos as in its early years, and these days it's mostly reality shows, but there were those days when people would say,
I want my MTV!
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.